Okay, let's talk about labor. Headline, more companies downsize family-friendly programs. No longer needed to keep workers, it says. For the first time in years, companies are taking the axe to programs considered family-friendly. Telecommuting, flexible schedules, job sharing, and other programs long championed as critical for making companies responsible to families' needs are being scaled back after years of steady gains. Boy, if there's one sentence that sums up Bush, think of all the progress that's being scaled back after years of steady gains under that son of a bitch. Their first big example says the labor market. With 9 million people out of work, companies no longer need to offer varied benefits to attract and retain workers. Benefits went past what the market would bear, and now they're coming back in line, says Jim Bird, president of WorkLifeBalance.com, an Atlanta-based provider of work balance something. Yuck, yuck, yuck. I remember, and I'll bet you do too, when Clinton was president, they had signs at every Arby's saying, please, please come in and apply. We'll give you $8 an hour. We'll give you $10 an hour. Please, if you don't speak English, that's okay. You can run the damn slicer or something, but please, we need workers. And the big companies, they were offering, tell you what, we'll give you medical. We'll buy you a car. We'll give you a raise. We'll give you a 4 weeks vacation here. We'll give you this. We'll give you that. Please come work for us. Please. But that's when we had our elected president. Under the unelected appointee, it's, we're canceling your benefits, and if you don't like it, leave, because we need to lay people off anyway, because this is the new America with three Ks in it, and we just don't care. Thanks, Mr. Bush. Thanks, Governor. You just turned the whole nation. We had the most peace and prosperity ever, and you promised to turn it around, and it was the only promise you kept, you bastard.
Interrupting all programs.
Bart will be right back after he fishes his boot out of a right-winger's butt.
Clark only publicly stated his party affiliation in recent weeks, and he's praised both Republican Presidents Nixon and Reagan. Avowed racists both, by the way, and yet Wesley Clark never gets called on it. I don't know that the media has yet asked Wesley Clark.
Pig boy, did you really say Wesley Clark?
Wesley Clark, Wesley Clark. Why he is deigned to support racists like Nixon and Reagan. It's amazing, isn't it? The question just hasn't been asked of General Clark.
What do you mean, Rush? What do you mean? Don't you say that? Nixon and Reagan were racists?
Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. They were conservatives. Particularly Reagan. Reagan only was a racist. He hated homeless people. I mean, Reagan snuck out of the White House at night. Did you know this? He snuck out of the White House at night. He went over to Lafayette Park and he actually stole cans of pork and beans from the homeless. And he went right back to the White House, went to the kitchen, opened those cans and ate them and rubbed his tummy and said, I love other people's food.